The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
A monk asks Zhao Zhou, "The 10,000 things, the myriad dharmas, return to the One. What does the One return to?" I'm grateful for this question. As our great ancestor Yun Men likes to say, no question, no answer. And this question gives us the koan that we're sitting with at this sesshin. I do go back and forth some on how I think of the student, rather along lines that David Roshi suggested this morning. Sometimes I think he's done what we sometimes ask you not to do, which is he's thought and thought about a really good question he can bring to Doksan. And so he comes up with a big one, a question that literally is about everything and nothing. And then sometimes I think differently. I think that this question is so real for him, and it's the question he wakes up thinking about and thinks about as he's falling asleep. And it's what's in his heart when he goes for his meeting with Zhao Zhou. David traced this question about the relation of the myriad dharmas to their mysterious source back to early in the Buddhist tradition, one of the earlier sutras. And we can trace it another way as well. When Mahayana Buddhism came to China, it encountered a tradition that was already long established in China, namely Taoism. And you could say that when Mahayana Buddhism encountered Taoism, they fell in love and had a baby. And the baby is what we call Zen, what the Chinese call Chan. And so we can go back in the Taoist tradition more than 1,000 years from this meeting between Zhao Zhou and our unnamed monk. And we find in the very first opening lines of the Tao Te Ching, we find that Lao Tzu says this: Tao defined is not the constant Tao, or the Tao that can be spoken is not the true Tao. No name names its eternal name. Unnameable, it is the origin of heaven and earth. Named, it is the mother of the 10,000 things. So there we are again. And no wonder Mahayana Buddhism and Taoism hit it off. They were asking some of the same questions. They had some of the same concerns. And quite remarkable to me that when the monk brings this to Zhao Zhou, this question about the relation between the mysterious, unnameable source and the 10,000 things, the myriad dharmas, this question had been occupying people in China for 1,400 years. Not just philosophers, but spiritual practitioners, people like us, struggling with this question. And I think it's a version of the question that might have brought some of us here initially. This question about, okay, this phantasmagoric, wonderful, terrible world of kaleidoscopically colliding and appearing and disappearing dharmas, of the 10,000 things, of mountain groves, grasslands and woods, birds and trees and stars, ants and sticks and grizzly bears and all the rest. What does it all come from? What does it all go to? What we know, this arising and this subsiding. what is the source, what is the end. It's the question that we might have first brought here with us, that might have brought us here. It's not the question that keeps us here. Because we can't answer it with our thinking minds. We can't put it into a formula. We can't arrive at some kind of statement about it that we could teach or pass on or hold on to. And this is certainly not how Zhaozhou responds. I'm not going to talk about Zhaozhou's response. Michael might talk about that tomorrow. David talked about it some this morning. But I want to talk about a response that comes up in me to this whole question of the unnameable, mysterious source. And it's one of a handful of lines in our sutra book, in all those 90 pages, that I keep coming back to again and again, that keeps coming back to me again and again. And it's a line from the Grass Roof Hermitage, the Song of the Grass Roof Hermitage by another great ancestor two generations before Zhaozhou, Shito. And I've been thinking about Shito because he will be the presiding ancestor, the featured ancestor of our summer residency program this year, and we'll be sitting together with the Sandokai, the harmony of relative and absolute, or we could say the harmony of the 10,000 things and the source. And this poem, the poem that this line is from, Song of the Grass Roof Hermitage. And the line is this: the vast, inconceivable source can't be faced or turned away from. And maybe we tend to emphasize the can't be faced part. This is getting us back to the unnameable, what can't be defined, what we can't see face to face. We can't turn and face it and see what we want to see. But then there's that other part, that it can't be turned away from. That's really the other side of the story, isn't it? The vast, inconceivable source that can't be faced and can't be turned away from. So here it is. Here we are. And it's a kind of koan for me in itself. It's almost like a riddle. What is it that can't be faced and can't be turned away from? And I've sat with this and lived with it for a long time. What can't be faced and can't be turned away from? What does that tell me about the vast, inconceivable source? And maybe this is not a living question for you, but by way of encouragement, I pass it along to you in case you find it helpful too. And I'll only say this in concluding, that living with this question has at times brought me comfort, and at times brought me moments of great joy. Thank you.